I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
No Biggs, just talking about the Netflix Diddy documentary.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna say this. That some people think that they get to a place of untouchable.
Yep.
And I'm going to just say this. Everybody's touchable. Everybody. Because you're going to do something, you're going to, you know, take it too far, and then all of the stuff going to come back to get you. And, like, yikes. I watched some of it. I'm like, wow. Like, I didn't know he had it like that.
So, the winter meetings are going on right now.
Baseball meetings?
Yeah.
Yikes. Oh, Orlando. This way you get your trade? Your trades
get your trade on, your signs on.
Oh, are the Marlins even there?
Well.
Peter Bendix, you know what he's doing? He's out behind the hotel rummaging in the garbage.
You're not wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
And here was the quote from Peter Bendix yesterday. That is my damage is done.
Oh, no.
Peter Bendix, this is from the Miami Herald's Barry Jackson. He said on the winter meetings, quote, "There's no need for us to be here. It used to be more difficult to get into contact with people. Now you're texting, calling people all the time. There isn't the same need to gather in one place as there was 15 years ago." That doesn't sound like a mover and shaker to me. I don't like that.
That sounds like he's going to go there and see everybody else, everybody working the deals, and he goes to his owner, and his owner's like, no, that's no.
Nebraska, where are you going? He goes, I got to go sign Schwarber to a $150 million deal. All right, cool. I'll see you at the thing.
Yeah.
The thing, you know? Yeah. Andrew Freeman, where are you going? I'm going to give Edwin Diaz a three-year deal.
You know who he's looking for? The baseball player that's up there that's limping. Like, he on them, but the Timu.
Oh, tough.
I got to tell you, though.
Damage
like,
is done.
You I know, can't be too mad at what they've done because they did a lot
better. That nice season last year.
They did a lot better than we thought. Here's the problem. Based on how they're doing things, is that the best that they're going to do? Or can it still get better?
He said yesterday, we're not satisfied with where we're at 79 wins.
How about more than 79 million?
That would be nice. How about 7 million?
Damn, how much do you think their payroll is?
Oh, I'll look right now.
I'm going to put it this way, Leroy. It's at least three Heat players that's making more than the whole Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins.
I would say less than that. I take Bam and Tyler, their contracts add up to more than the Marlins' payroll. Bam and Tyler.
Wiggy, too.
No, you ain't have to got. You ain't got to put Wiggy in it.
No, I'm just saying. I just think each individual.
Oh. Individually. You're talking about one person.
Yes.
I was saying two of them together.
No, I think if you make over $30 million, you might be making more than the Marlins.
This is their payroll last year. They had Sandy Alcantara making $17.3 million. The next highest active player was Edward Cabrera, who made just under two.
So
they had to pay Avi Sahil Garcia, total bum, $12 million to not be on the Marlins. I think they're done paying Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
I think.
So in 2025, their adjusted payroll is around $67.8 million. It's 30th in the MLB. There are only 30 teams in MLB.
Right. So
two players.
So right. Now keep in mind, some of that's going to move off because the guys that they paid not to be there or the contracts they were paying the guys they trade. Right.
They got
to
pay Garcia $5 million this year.
Okay. So basically, that's going to bring that down to about $45 million. My question is, what is going to be – we know they're not going to have a high payroll.
Mm-hmm.
What is their number to where the team is going to be better?
If everybody's
75? 100?
If everybody's on arbitration, what they're projecting this according to Sport Track, that they would get 50, they would pay just under $53 million right now with their roster with no additions, which would be, and I think they're getting like
that's 70. That's Giannis.
Yeah.
So they're making two of money.
They're making
two of money.
They're making Bam Adebayo.
Right.
Yeah.
So my question is, what can they add to improve what they did last year? Or is that it? They're going to stay at $53 million, take the $70 million check, and...
This is why I'm saying go give me a fat one-year deal to the polar bear, dude.
You can't do it that way, though.
I'm telling you, you can.
Because here's what happens. We've seen this. You go get the guy for 1 year.
Yeah.
You go through a quarter of the season. You're not better than you were last year, and then you trade him.
That's fine.
But no, I don't.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
That's not fun.
It is fun.
No, it's not.
It was so much fun. You don't remember when they signed Carlos Delgado? That was fun.
No, that. All right.
What damage a sweet
thing
done.
Yeah. That's,
anyway, like, way to get me not get my gooseys flowing there, Peter Bendix. Damage is done, my friend. What do you got, Leroy?
I'm gonna go with low hanging fruit. And that's Notre Dame.
Damage is done.
I would like to know why, and this is why my damage is done. Is Notre Dame mad at the ACC for trying to promote Miami and not them?
Yeah.
That was kind of crazy.
Right?
It's really wild.
Like, is it? Why? You don't play. Like you play hours. ACC teams. You are not in the ACC.
You could be in the ACC if you wanted to.
Like, the epitome of wanting their cake and eating it too is you want to say, we play ACC teams, but we're not in the ACC, and then complain when the ACC tries to promote one of their teams.
It's like being mad.
Second of all, why in the hell are you mad at the ACC in Miami? You need to be mad at Alabama, who got in with three wins and got smoked in the SEC championship. You directing your attention to somebody else. That's like when old boy got knocked out outside of on Friday. You want some of this, old man? No. They pointed their attention to somewhere else. Let's go mess with the ACC. Let's go talk. I tell you one thing though. The words Miami never came out their mouth. They went after the ACC. And they refuse to go after Alabama. So why you trying to
be tough?
For whatever reason. Why you trying to be tough? You're looking soft. You're looking like crybabies. You want to take your ball and go, we're not going to play in a bowl game because we didn't get what we want. Like, stop it.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's truly for a grown-ass man to cry and complain the way he did. And tell the kids, we taking our ball and going home without even seeing if they want to play in a bowl game. I'm telling you, who looks like the Karen.
Oh, they look like clowns.
Right, you look like clowns.
I'm not mad at them.
Why?
Because they've been, let me, you've been led on for 4 weeks.
No matter. The only vote that counts is the last vote. No, I've been saying that for a month.
I get that, but you've been led on for 4 weeks. What do you think? Catholics don't like being lied to.
So what? They get lied to?
They get lied to.
Listen, you know what? Listen, there should be a disclaimer for every college team in the nation. Here's what it is. We're going to have polls from October to the end of the year. But the only poll that matters is the last one.
CFP.
And here's the other thing. Nobody made that big of a deal when Florida State got booted after winning the ACC and being undefeated. Huh? Was Notre Dame complaining about that? No.
They don't need to complain about that.
Okay.
It's not their – they don't care about Florida State.
Okay, good.
They care about their business.
Okay, but I thought, why are they getting mad at the ACC?
Because they're holier than thou. They are.
I mean, they are Notre Dame.
Why didn't they say do a couple of more Hail Marys in front of Touchdown Jesus?
Yep. Jennifer, what damage is done for you today?
The fact that you got a Touchdown Jesus. Like, come on.
Hey, man, play like a champion, except against Miami.
Damage is done.
I saw a great sign somebody made on a meme. It says play. It says the top. It says play like a champion. They're touching sign. Unless you don't get in the college football playoff, then take your ball and go home.
Yeah. Like, how can adults do that and then complain when kids act entitled?
Jennifer, what damage is done?
Well, besides my diet being done, I wish. There was a black bear in Tennessee that crashed a local Christmas parade. Imagine something so jolly and cheerful and out of nowhere you're frightened by.
Gatlinburg really, like, just they treat black bears like they're squirrels, and I just don't know if I trust it.
Whoa.
It's a big bear.
Wait.
Why isn't people moving?
Wait.
Why aren't people moving?
Vlad.
Why?
Can I say something? This is the difference between black folks and white folks. Because if it was a black folks parade and that black bear was walking down the street without a leash or an owner, that the streets would be empty.
Gatlinburg is a great town.
The streets would be empty.
Gatlinburg,
I'm just saying, dude, they got trained bears.
I'm telling you, there are so many black bears in Gatlinburg. Like, they're just roaming around like squirrels.
People are feeding them also. And then the problem is that if
they're very adorable because they're not like monster bears. Like, they look snuggly.
Only the intangible.
Hey, look at him, so cute.
He does look cute.
That's like the possum. You ever seen the possum thing when she goes, "Can I keep it?"
If it's a grizzly, I'm running away. But a black bear, it's like two weight classes up from a koala.
Here's the deal.
Two weight classes from a koala.
You know what? In my arena.
Yep.
Soon as you said bear, I'm out. Point. It's just a baby. It's just a black bear. It's not a grizzly. It don't matter. You say bear, I'm out. That's just like shark.
Why?
Like, if you say there's a shark in the water, I don't care if it's a little baby shark.
That bear is definitely like, because there's so many treats on Gatlinburg and like little like fried places, people in Oreos. That bear is eating better than Yogi, dude.
Well, apparently, after this whole parade, it was spotted eating out of the trash.
Yeah, of course, because it's nothing but treats and goodness. When we were in Gatlinburg, I didn't see my wife and Sophia. They saw one at a Starbucks. Guy was like,
"Boo!" Starbucks?
Yeah. Yeah, getting his Barachino. He was licking that right out of the cup.
I'm telling you, know what? That's why intangibles get ate up. Right? Because y'all don't appreciate wildlife.
Well, the problem is that if you keep feeding the wildlife and getting in contact with them, they have to kill them.
Vlad!
They become extinct.
No lies. No lies.
You know any brothers going to try to feed a bear?
Hell no.
Yeah. Thank you.
Louise says white people are way too comfortable around apex predators.
Yes! Listen, I got a house full of animals.
Point.
I got a house full of animals.
Witcher.
And I tell my daughter every day, I say, that's your mama's side. Cause they don't play like that.
I'm gonna tell you what. Number one, I'm always very wary of someone that says, "I'd rather deal with animals more than with humans." I'm very worried about you.
You're skeptical of those people?
Very, very.
What damage is done for you, Vlad?
Why? Wow. Woo! That was quick.
That was
hold on.
Ridiculous.
On Sunday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
at 12:38 p.m.,
receipts.
A text was sent to members of this show, minus Chico, because he's not in our group text yet. An apology was demanded to two people.
Mm-hmm.
One, Leroy Hort.
Well, you should have heard him yesterday.
Oh, I heard him yesterday.
Yesterday, he
he
was acting deflecting? A fool. I almost had to fight him.
Leroy, it was Heisman Trophy worthy of deflecting. Poor Brittany, and you got... Didn't I not tell you last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying. This was all for TV. You're going to be very happy on Sunday afternoon. I was wrong. I said 12:18. So it was 20 minutes later. It was 12:38. But nonetheless, that the University of Miami was going to be in the college football playoffs.
Right.
And what did you say?
I said I'm not going to feel anything.
You slide. I'm not going to watch.
I didn't watch.
You didn't watch?
Well, I did once we started because Dan Day was watching.
We
were on the air. You couldn't not watch. I had to talk about it.
No, you didn't. Your job was to talk about the Dolphins, Dolphins Jets.
It was news.
All of a sudden, he talked.
I'm a journalist.
It's the Dolphin Game Day Uncensored.
I understand.
Show. It ain't the Miami Dolphin. It ain't the Miami Hurricanes.
But when you're uncensored,
college football playoff recap show.
When you're uncensored, you can go in a lot of directions. We talked about the Pinks for a little bit. We'll go all over the place.
Nonetheless, an apology should be given to one Leroy Hort and myself for telling you stop worrying about this.
Mm-hmm.
The Canes are going to be in. This is all for TV.
Mm-hmm.
This was to suck you guys in so that you can talk about it 3 days in the week.
I apologized to Leroy yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Hold on.
I apologize specifically for saying he wore Shamrock undies. I apologized. That was too far. For you, I did not apologize, but I did wish you a good Sunday. That's it. Did you have a good Sunday?
I didn't. The Jets lost to the Dolphins. Everything was good for you guys.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't have a good Sunday. There's my apology.
I demand an apology.
I'm not apologizing.
Oh, my God.
I'm not apologizing. And
no
also,
accountability.
I was trying to protect Leroy's sources.
No accountability.
None.
Worry.
I'm very accountable.
No, you're not.
Zero.
I'm very accountable.
No, you're not. Here's another one for you. This is a double up. How dare you, okay, say that you the Ja Morant trade. I heard everything yesterday with you and Ja Morant and how you, all of a sudden now you're willing to let people go. And then not only that, people had receipts.
Interesting.
You keep receipts on your ass. You got to keep receipts on Topin,
all
right?
Dude?
You got to have Target
and somehow
receipts.
It didn't even
you
got to
have Walmart receipts for you. CVS, long receipts because you've always say things. And then when you get brought up for the things that you say, all of a sudden –
when he get brought up on charges.
I didn't say it.
When he get brought up on charges.
I didn't say it. Oh, no. Oh, great. And then you saw what he did to Brittany at the end? I appreciate your attempt for producing.
I do. I do appreciate
what?
It.
What?
That's great producing by her.
No. She had receipts.
Mm-hmm.
She thought she
had receipts.
No. She had receipts.
Well.
She had receipts.
It wasn't like direct. Like it was taken a little out of context.
She had receipts.
Oh my goodness, dude! You are you.
What?
You are impossible.
You are impossible.
Never thought about it like that.
Man, you never thought.
Look at Leroy in the face.
Chico, you got a quick damage is done.
I do. I'm gonna make mine short. I got a mental picture. The damage is done of Leroy wearing rhinestones going to a Christmas
party. That's
crazy. In a cowboy hat, and I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, you gotta wear the cowboy hat.
You're gonna look like Ken.
I need pictures.
Ken.
You're gonna look like Britney and Justin Timberlake at the MTV at the MTV Awards.
I need pictures.
Shaboozy. I gotta pick somebody.
Take a break.
Kane.
Kane Brown. Take a break. We're back after this.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.